wonderful conclusion of the day as we broadcast to you, to your home, from Bethel Baptist Church, the last service of the day in which we praise the Lord and study the fascinating book of Revelation. Thank you for being here tonight. I appreciate it. It's cold outside and it's raining like little snow. Nothing to compare to New York. Those who are listening in New York, they called me this morning. Their cars were colder with the snow. So that's why we don't live there. We live here, all right? I'm glad that you get it in your home very nicely tonight. Let's turn our hymn book to the classic song that we start singing, 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Make a mark on the microphone. This is exactly right, or maybe this is a different microphone and has a different level. That's why sometimes this is so good, this microphone. It's just super. All right, 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Father, because you provide a high priest called Jesus, and because of him, we can now pray and reach the heavenly places. We thank you for the closing of the day and for the people who are here tonight and for those who open the internet and they are listening in their homes, whether in New York, New Jersey, Minnesota, Arizona, Texas, and those in Northern California and Southern California. We thank you, Father. You are an amazing God, a God who reaches, and we have no control on the internet except that you trigger the people to listen, and we thank you, Father. We thank you for the broadcast in Korean language also, as I was chatting with Henry, that reaches Seoul, Korea, 2 weeks from today. So thank you, Father, thank you. And bless now our a wonderful time as we praise your name with songs of the hymn book and perhaps with songs of Christmas. And then, Lord, we have a word of thanksgiving. That Mr. Jim Cianello is okay in his home now, and nothing happened seriously to him. And we were concerned this morning. Thank you, Father, for your care. So, Father, lead us, speak to us, and let us all learn from your word. In Jesus we pray. Amen. I want to say it again. Mr. Cianello is back home, and I was able to call and talk to them. And he has a stomach problem that went into the esophagus and went into the valve that controls the burn and so on. And it looks like a real heart problem because he did have heart surgery. He's 86. He looks in good shape and so on. But he said on precaution, they took him to the hospital and they sent him home. And when I talked to him, he was watching football. So it's just good. And there are new people here, about 2.5 months with us, and they want to be members. So I visit with them, and I told them to wait a little longer, and we will meet with the board. They come from the Morning Hill Bible Church, Nancy, him, and there are two more couples that I'm talking over there. And they, it's not a trailer, but it's a mobile home park. Moira used to live there. And so when I go over there, I can visit all of them, and Mrs. Campana's over there. But Nancy is a good evangelist. She goes and tells them how gorgeous is their pastor. So everybody, they come in. All right. Now is your time to, that will be the wrong thing to say to people. The best way to say is how we listen to the Word of God in our church. That's the expression I want you to say. Doesn't matter who is speaking in our church, the Word of God is always fresh. All right. Now, if you want to say my pastor is young and dynamic. Yeah. It's all right. Okay. Now, one song. Should we go to Christmas songs? Or it's on the 80s and 90s over there and enjoy ourselves. 89. All right, Raquel. 89. Thank you, Raquel, for playing tonight. So Jan and Henry have an earned vacation going to Lake Tahoe. And so we thank them for going on vacation. Angels We Have Heard on High, number 89. Latin, but in Greek, spelled the same. It said they had like a little z, like zeo. See, but it's the same. All right. And the only thing is, in Greek, you write it in 7 different forms. Okay, deo with an accusative, and then you have the on, you have the oi, and depend where you put the word. You say, is that important? Yes. The Jehovah Witness read John 1:1, and they said that the word Deo is different. The second Deo, so Jesus is not God. But I don't know if it's intentionally or it's ignorance. They don't know that the one word is a subject, is Deo all the time, because it's nominative. And then Deos is accusative and goes in the other side. But they say, see, it's a different God than this one. And that's the way they talk to people. And how I know, they came to my door and I said, we're going to open John 1:1 in Greek and we're going to read it. He said, well, okay, wait a minute. So they went, an hour later they came in with a Greek scholar and they read it. And he said, see, it's two God. I said, are you sure you study Greek? I said, can you come to my library, show you how the nouns are written? And he said, no, we don't accept the grammar. It's Erasmus grammar. Well, accept any grammar, please. Grammar is grammar. That's a mother who wrote it. But very important sometimes, little details, no? All right. Christina, good to see you here today. We miss you this morning. Okay. 101, certainly. All right. And I assume the concert was good in Maida? Was good? All right. We're going to see. All right.
Of course.
In Greg also played? Yes. Oh, wow. I mean, Greg Jr. Let me clarify to the people. There was, oh, Pastor Thomas is playing. All right. 101. First stanza at the very end, they say holy nativity. That's not an English word, that's a word in Latin, and nativity means birth. Actually, the word birth is natale, and because it's at the end of the sentence, it's nativity, okay? And that's in Spanish also, we have natale in the very high level of Spanish. You don't say your cumpleaños, you said your natale, all right? That's the day of your birth, okay? Another song comes to your heart, okay? It's good to have all these Latin explanations. All right, okay? Another, Leo was here, he was happy then. All right, where is it? You know, one thing I want to say about Leo, this girl that comes with Leo, forgot her name, she came when she was little, like that, like Christina. And Leo brought her here because God brought him back to the kingdom of God, And she came, she's studied culinary. She's going to be, you know, those cooks that make desserts and so on. She said, I have one more year, Pastor, and I'll be graduating. And she lives in Las Vegas. The family is completely unbelievers. Her father is Leo's son. Her mother's an American and hate God. But she said, I love God. I learned it here by reading the Bible. Boy, it made my heart jump. You never know. You take a little child. That's why I don't take for granted little children. God works. See, I cannot impose you. I cannot ask you to believe in all these. Not make you to believe. But God does. And you never know when your children come to the Lord. All right. What is it? What's the next number? Yes, darling. 83. Okay. 83. All right.
Thank you.
You be careful with your hat because it looks like mine. And almost I said, oh, I left my hat over there. Your hat is right in front of you. Okay. Yes, sir. 86 for my wonderful Michael. All right. Certainly. 86. Away in a manger. That's beautiful. All right, here we are. They're all around here, and it's beautiful, and it's good to remember. They are very, very old, 1837 to 1898, 1642, the melody. Wow, but it's just so, so beautiful. All right, number 94, what child is this? Anita, you said one?
97.
97, yes. 97. There is a song in the air. That's good, no? For the home. The people want to say happy holidays, they tell you.
Merry Christmas.
I correct a guy in Noville. He said, happy holidays. I said, thank you. Have a blessed Christmas. Because, you know, if it's no Christ, it's no holiday, all right? What holiday we're talking about, you know? And they smile, and people say, oh, it's not legal. Yes, it's legal. Nobody is going to prohibit you to say blessed Christmas and so on. Come on, we are not in Russia. We're in America still, all right? 97, there is a song in the air.
Yeah.
Brother Prater.
84.
All right. Very well. Number 84. Come thou, long expected Jesus. Who say, come now, Lord, come?
John.
Where? Yeah, we stand with the very last. So come, Lord, he said. All right. All right. And this is from Southern California. Is that right?
No.
Wow.
Half Moon Bay.
All right. Northern California. "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." All right. Thank you, Angela. We really love you, and I'm glad you feel better. You know, Angela has been very sick, and the Lord gave her strength, and she loves the Lord. "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." Tonight, and thank you for being here tonight.